Turkish President Erdogan made a dangerous promise. He led the 3.6 million Syrian refugees living in Turkey to believe that the borders to the EU were opened. Once there, people ended up as bargaining chips in what is a diplomatic standoff between Turkey, Greece and the European Union. Contrary to Erdogan's promise, the Greek government is unwilling to open its borders and call upon the help of the EU. Where will people go, now stuck between two countries that are unwilling to accommodate them? Sebastian Wirth has more.
Those who seek to test Europe's unity will be disappointed. We will hold the line and our unity will prevail.
These are the words of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in response to the humanitarian crisis unfolding on the Greek border. Offering 700 million euros in financial assistance, it is clear that the EU does not want to appear susceptible to the pressure exerted by the Turkish president. In order to deter anybody from trying to cross into the EU, the Greek government even resorted to violence, killing two people. Now, an estimated 160,000 people are caught in this political standoff, with seemingly nowhere to go. Now, how does the EU respond to this crisis, and where are these people going to go? Dr. Jürgen Brömer from Murdoch University, an expert on European Union law, gives his analysis.
Currently, even though there's some controversy about that, but they appear to currently be still mostly on Turkish soil, seeking entrance into the European Union on the Greek border. I see no signs that that will happen on a broader basis, which is not to exclude that on a humanitarian basis, for example, children or sick people, elderly people, there might not be some accommodation being sought and made down the line. So we'll have to wait and see. But right now, I don't see any signs that there will be large-scale accommodation of refugees into the European Union.
Greece has momentarily suspended the asylum registration process for those who have just recently been arriving. Do you think that such a decision is actually lawful and in accord with humanitarian law?
On a general level, there can be no doubt that the refugee rights, whether they be those that are guaranteed by the Geneva Convention, or whether they are the European ones or the domestic ones, for example, the ones in Germany, grant what we call subjective rights to refugees, and that would entail that their individual claim to asylum has to be assessed in a fair procedure. To make an illustrative point, if the water rises in the basement, the question of whether the water rose legally in your basement or living room becomes a secondary question. And if orderly procedures can be swept literally away, if the numbers become big enough or the load becomes too big for the country at issue, which in this particular case is Greece. So I wouldn't place too much emphasis here at this point on the legalities of this. That said, once potential refugees are in the European Union, they have a subjective right to have their claim assessed. There's no doubt about that.
So some people have accused the Turkish President Erdogan of blackmailing Europe and, in fact, using human beings as a means to his ends. Would you agree with such a statement? Do you think that Erdogan has, in fact, blackmailed Europe with the current situation?
Blackmail or not blackmail, that's a question of definition, but I don't think there can be any doubt that he is using the plight of these people as a political pressure point on the European Union. I mean, I don't think there's any other way to qualify his statement that the borders to Europe are now open and Turkey will not deter or take measures against people who are moving towards the borders. He wants to pressure the European Union. And he's using people to do. The people are there because they packed up their few belongings and went on buses from Izmir and other places to get to the border as soon as they heard that. And that's what he was calculating on. And why would he be doing that other than to pressure in some form or shape the European Union?
Dr. Jürgen Brommer, Professor at Law at Murdoch University, speaking there with Sebastian Wirth.